This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The Food and Drug Administration says pregnant women and children should eat more fish. They suggest eating fish that are low in mercury about 2 to 3 times a week. That's new. We've had a maximum on fish consumption for a while. Now there's also a minimum. But if you're getting your fish from the Puget Sound, you might want to hold back just a little. Parts of our waters are so polluted with pesticides, stormwater, and industrial byproducts that eating local fish in large quantities might not be such a good idea. Governor Inslee and the Department of Ecology are working to change that. Their efforts hinge on a tiny number, a fish consumption rate. Bill Daniels, an associate professor at the School of Public Health at the University of Washington, he's thought a lot about that number, and he joins me now. Hi, Bill.
Hi there.
What is a fish consumption rate and why does it matter?
Well, first off, it's important not to mix up the fish consumption rate with the recommendations and guidelines for eating fish. The rate is something that's used for risk calculations by regulatory agencies like EPA and State Department of Ecology to decide how much risk a contaminant in water poses or in something like fish poses to people.
Okay. So right now, I'm assuming that the state has some number that is a basis of fish consumption. How much do they think that I'm eating?
Oh, well, they use this number in a formula. And the formula, the number that they use in the formula is about, well, is now 6.5 grams of fish per day.
And how much is six? And I mean, tell me.
That would be the size of one knuckle's worth of your little finger.
Okay, so that's on average.
That's on average daily.
And who exactly is really fishing in the central Puget Sound region? Who's eating these fish?
Well, there's a variety of people. There are a variety of people who fish recreationally. And then there's another group with a big overlap of people who fish for subsistence, meaning they count on fish and shellfish as part of their diet. And this includes Native Americans, some of whom operate commercial fishing operations, as well as a variety of Asian and Americans and Pacific Islanders.
So they may be eating more than that 6.5 gram pinkies worth.
Oh, yes, definitely. And in the studies that have been done, looking particularly at those two populations in the Northwest, if you look at the not just the average, but the upper end, they'd say what the 90th percentile, so not the 10% most extreme fish and shellfish eaters, you find values that are more like 100 to 200 or even more grams per day.
I'm talking with Bill Daniel of the School of Public Health at the University of Washington. Why is that a bad thing to eat that much of our local fish?
It's not a bad thing, really. If you look at 100 to 200 grams per day, that's in the range of a pretty reasonable size fish. 175 grams is about 6 ounces, and that's a pretty reasonable portion.
But if those fish are coming from polluted waters, isn't there a danger that they're ingesting too much of toxins that are living in these waters?
Well, the question is how polluted, and that's where this formula and the rate comes in, because they don't look at just water as all one big thing. They look at particular areas. So they pay close attention to areas like the Duwamish River, which is a Superfund site and highly contaminated. But Puget Sound also has a background level of contamination, too. And the state, Department of Ecology and Department of Health make fish advisories for fish from different places like that.
So how do I, consumer, tell if the fish that comes from a locally caught fish is okay for me to eat? How do I know that?
Well, in general, you won't know. If it's from the grocery store, it's a pretty good chance that it hasn't come from some place that you really wouldn't want it from. And I'll mention, I mentioned the Duwamish River.
Yes, you did.
It's very important to distinguish between the resident fish, the ones that live there all their lives, and the salmon that just spend a small part of their life. So commercially caught fish from the Duwamish River are fit for consumption.
Does anyone or any agency do regular tests to see if the fish and seafood from this region are safe?
I'm not enough of an expert on that. I know that sampling is done in different water bodies, usually on a we want to know more about this water body basis. But on a regular basis, I couldn't say for sure.
So we were talking about fish consumption rate. And as I mentioned, Governor Inslee and the State Department of Ecology are looking at that right now. Are they looking for us to increase our rate or decrease our rate of fish consumption?
Well, the state has been told, ordered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to use a higher number. The 6.5 is an older number that was recommended many years ago by EPA. But EPA has not said what number to use. So the state, particularly the Department of Ecology, has considered a range of higher numbers.
Why is it better for us to have a higher fish consumption rate?
Well, when they decide how much pollution is acceptable in a water body or how much contamination is allowable or how much you need to clean up a contaminated site, they judge by how people would be exposed. If people eat lots of fish, then you want to have less contamination in the fish so that the total amount that they eat over time will be acceptable. If you say people only eat a pinky's worth of fish a day, whereas there are some people who are eating a couple hands worth a day, then you are not protecting them.
Well, I would assume in general we want less pollution and less toxicity in fish or anything else that we eat, right?
Oh, yeah.
The unions are actually speaking out against the revision of these guidelines. Do you know why?
Well, everybody wants less pollution. Actually, everybody wants no pollution. But the reality is we'll never avoid pollution in a modern society. And the idea is to reduce or control it to the lowest acceptable and agreeable level. But the lower you go, the more it costs. And the lower and lower you go, the more and more it costs. And inevitably, these costs fall to responsible parties, such as employers, paying for more expensive pollution controls, or the employers or government paying for cleanup costs.
So our choices sort of pay the cost of one or the other. And right now, businesses worry about getting hit.
So businesses worried about costs, but there are also potential benefits. There are benefits from creating innovative approaches to pollution controls. And certainly, Governor Inslee has made a big point of trying to promote manufacturing innovation. State of Oregon already imposed a fish consumption rate of 175 grams per day. And I haven't heard of economic disaster in Oregon. I haven't seen people, businesses flooding to Washington State and California.
Oh, wow. Well, eat more fish. That's probably the bottom line. Bill Daniel, an associate professor in the School of Public Health at the University of Washington, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The governor's office and the Department of Ecology are expected to revise those fish consumption rate guidelines sometime this summer. It's The Record.